local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
Another beautiful day in the neighborhood, a bit on the warm side, but hey, it's June, so we're used to that and not going to stop anytime soon. Joe and Austin hanging out with you on Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola, informative, local, and dependable. Thanks so much for tuning in. Text line 850-437-1620 and the traffic line 262-6111. As we get started with our full rundown this evening, it is possible Hunter Biden could face prison time. Found guilty today on all three felony counts and faces up to 25 years in prison.
The prosecution has been and will continue to be committed to this principle and to the principles of federal prosecution in carrying out its responsibilities.
That is the special counsel, David Weiss. According to the Department of Justice, sentences are typically shorter than the maximum, especially for a first-time offender. It is unclear if Biden will appeal the verdict. The jury deliberated for a total of 3 hours, and no sentencing date has been set yet. President Biden, hours after the conviction, highlighted his administration's efforts to stop gun violence.
In 2 weeks, we'll mark the second anniversary of the Bipartisan Safer Communities Act. It's the most significant gun legislation in nearly 30 years.
And Biden addressed a gun violence prevention conference in Washington, D.C. In a statement, he says he accepts the outcome of Hunter's trial and will continue to respect the judicial process. He then made a last-minute switch to his schedule and is traveling to Wilmington, Delaware. Here in Florida, big story, legal story, a judge tossing out the state's policies restricting gender-affirming care. Judge Robert Hinkle says those who are anti-transgender are free to their own beliefs, but they are not free to discriminate against transgender individuals just for being transgender. He writes in his decision that banning puberty blockers and hormone therapy for minors, quote, even when medically appropriate, is wrong. That's a look at our top three stories today. Local headlines right after traffic and weather together.
Thank you very much, Joe. This traffic and weather update's brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Call us today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Looking at traffic here, not a ton going on the roads, just a couple of spots to keep in mind. We do have a little bit of backups maybe on Gulf Beach Highway if you're traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive. And we had a little bit on Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point, but that's very minor stuff. The severe things are going to be I-10 if you're traveling westbound, passing Pensacola Boulevard and heading in the direction of Pine Forest Road. No confirmation of an accident there, but nonetheless very backed up. And then it's going to be Navarre Parkway, traveling westbound, passing through Windhaven Beach and approaching Highway 87. Outside of that, there doesn't appear to be too much that's going to hold you up for particularly long.
Overnight, the weather will be partly cloudy with low temperatures mainly in the low 70s. Mostly sunny and dry again on Wednesday, highs low 90s. It's later this week that we'll have a chance for a shower or a thunderstorm to pop up Thursday and Friday, but rain chances are on the low side. I'm meteorologist Alan Strum with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, taking a look at our local headlines here today, hearing from both Escambia and Santa Rosa's sheriff today on separate domestic violence cases. The first, a murder-suicide involving a husband and wife in Santa Rosa County.
We had responded to domestic disturbances with this family two times prior, once in 2015, once in 2022, and both were classified as verbal-only disputes, so there was no arrest made. The deceased are Katie Delmar, 42 years old, and Michael Delmar, 41 years old.
Sheriff Bob Johnson adds that the two children of three in the family were taken to a local hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. This happened a little after 8 o'clock Sunday night at a home on Adrian Way in the Garson Point area. Also this morning, Escambia Sheriff Chip Simmons shedding some light says a woman was able to provide video evidence to deputies from an in-house surveillance system when they were called out to check on a female victim who said that a man had been attacking her dozens of times over the last few weeks.
And then she provided us with video, apparently some from the in-home video that they had in the house that would document some of the strangulation and of thing that took place. And then we also found while watching the video that this particular character decided also that he would abuse a puppy, a small French bulldog.
A 30-year-old Daquan Jones is now charged with domestic violence, strangulation, and several counts of animal cruelty. Pensacola Mayor D.C. Reeves, having his weekly news conference today, says the city has been exploring how much it would cost to open and operate a low-barrier homeless shelter. Reeves says they had a study done by the operator of a shelter in Gainesville. The annual costs are estimated between $2.1 and $3.4 million.
This is precisely why we did this study, is because what we didn't want to do is run ourselves into, under a time crunch, into buying a building and moving forward with something of which we're not prepared to see through.
Reeves says that won't happen unless businesses and or other local governments are willing to step up to help pay for it. Also, some good news, Pensacola State College receiving its first aircraft that'll be used to train the next generation of airplane mechanics today. Indyne CEO and President Don Bishop announced the donation of a $900,000 Fairchild Merlin IV aircraft. PSC President Dr. Ed Meadows says the Metroliner is a larger and more complex aircraft than programs typically have in their arsenal.
As our first contribution to our airframe and mechanics program that we will start very, very soon on, in a temporary location here at ST Engineering, and then moving to a new 25,000 square foot facility that's going to be on the west side of the airport. And we will probably break ground on that facility in August.
The Aviation Airframe Mechanics Program is being done in partnership with ST Engineering. The goal is to have students enrolled beginning this fall. Taking a break there at 519, a look at our state and national news coming up next on Pensacola Right Now.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
The first of the Ten Commandments says, "Thou shalt have no other gods before me." This commandment, found in Exodus 20, is startling to most Americans. Our culture has emphasized religious tolerance to an unbiblical and unhealthy extreme. No other gods means that there is only one true God. The implication is that not every religious road leads to heaven. The Bible presents us with one God whose name is Jehovah, and he is seen in the person and work of Jesus Christ. He is a loving, holy, powerful God who is our provider, sustainer, creator, and savior. Isaiah tells us that he is wonderful counselor, the mighty God, the everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. I urge you, take time to worship him today.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Max Materials, GE Wind Energy, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
Join Jim Ireland from Forrest Jordan & Associates, the Generator Guys, Thursday at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Tim will be sharing his expertise on home generators and what's involved in getting one for your home, information on why you would need one, system costs, and what a home generator can do for your home, and answer questions on how they work.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Paralyzed veterans Sean Halstead and Noah Currier.
I was Air Force from 93 to 98. I got hurt practicing combat search and rescue, fell off a fast rope. So shattered L1 vertebrae. I don't know where I'd be without paralyzed veterans. I've only seen that now.
Unite through struggle, you know, that's what the Marine Corps and service is all about. You get tight and those bonds just get stronger and stronger the more you struggle together, and the harder the hardship. And I don't know if it gets any harder than being a quadriplegic. So, you know, we instantly bond.
Paralyzed Veterans of America is a nonprofit and it gets no federal funding.
And we provide every service free of charge to every veteran and caregiver that we support.
Paralyzed veteran and PVA Executive Director, Sherman Gillums Jr.
Every life, every success, every recovery, it's tied to the initial investment you've had in us.
To learn more, visit pva.org, a public service message from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
Unused prescription opioid pain medicines can spell trouble. They can spell risk if taken by someone they weren't prescribed for. Harm if accidentally taken by a child or pet. Or overdose if they're not used as directed. Safely dispose of opioids before they can hurt your family. Find a drug take-back option such as medicine drop boxes. You may find these in your community at local pharmacies or police stations. Visit www.fda.gov/drug disposal.
Hi, I'm Terrence A. Gross. As many of you know, I am a local board-certified personal injury lawyer, and I have practiced in this community for almost 40 years. Our law firm handles only people that have been injured due to the negligence of another. Join me this Wednesday at 10:30 on Pep Talk as we discuss all aspects of personal injury law.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings before Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Oh, don't you dare look back. Just keep your eyes on me. I said you're holding back. She said shut up and dance with me. This woman is my destiny. She said ooh, shut up and dance with me.
Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola. Just about 525 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. A lot of backups on I-10. Can't stress that enough. If you are traveling westbound towards Pine Forest Road, you're going to be dealing with heavy congestion that pushes you all the way back to I-110 North. It is that severe at this time, so be on the lookout for that. Also got some issues on Gulf Beach Highway traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive and Navarre Parkway traveling westbound passing Windhaven Beach and a bit more as you approach Highway 87. Outside of those few spots, though, there's not much that's going to hold you up.
Overnight, the weather will be partly cloudy with low temperatures mainly in the low 70s. Mostly sunny and dry again on Wednesday, highs low 90s. It's later this week that we'll have a chance for a shower or a thunderstorm to pop up Thursday and Friday, but rain chances are on the low side. I'm meteorologist Alan Strum with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you. Alan, 524 here in News Radio Pensacola. A look at our state headlines today. A 74-year-old convicted felon is behind bars now following the three-alarm fire at the Miami apartment building, as well as a shooting. Assistant Fire Chief Chiquita Butler.
He is responsible for the shooting and the fires at this moment. But what order they happened in, not quite sure yet. But he is responsible for both.
Juan Figueroa now held on several charges, including attempted murder and first-degree arson. A 30-year-old apartment employee was injured in the shooting. Officials say Figueroa was armed with a black revolver and five live rounds when he was arrested.
And an updated 2024 Atlantic hurricane season forecast is out from Colorado State University, and it's still expected to be an extremely active year. The latest prediction is for 23 named storms and 11 hurricanes, five of which could reach Cat 3 or higher. That's identical to the forecast issued by CSU researchers before hurricane season began. The National Hurricane Center is giving the system a low chance of developing after it moves northeast from the Gulf of Mexico across Florida over the next few days.
Let's see. State of Florida celebrating a legal win after a national settlement was reached with Johnson & Johnson. Attorney General Ashley Moody gave an update saying that a multi-state lawsuit with the company was able to secure $700 million this week. Florida in line to receive about $50 million. Johnson & Johnson was accused of marketing former baby powder products that contain talc, a mineral substance commonly used in cosmetic care.
And a man accused of killing an Osceola County teenager could get the death penalty. State Attorney Andrew Bain announced yesterday he'll seek the death penalty in the first-degree murder case against Stephen Stearns. The 38-year-old is accused of killing 13-year-old Madeline Soto, who went missing in late February. Her body was found less than a week later in St. Cloud. Bain says he decided to ask for the death penalty because of several aggravating factors. They include that the murder was especially heinous, atrocious, or cruel, and that Stearns was in a position of familial or custodial authority over the victim.
NCIS says that there's a newer scam that is specifically targeting Navy sailors, especially here in Florida. Suspects are targeting financial companies who primarily work with military personnel. Now, it doesn't sound like it's been happening here, but especially in Mayport and Jacksonville right now. The agency says scammers are approaching victims in public areas, asking where their nearest bank is. Or either, hey, where do you bank? Or is there a bank close by? And then they ask to borrow that individual's phone with the idea that they call that bank that the person has mentioned in the hopes that it's theirs. And then they say, hey, we forgot our debit card or we're currently locked out of their account. So it's, I'm not sure how I'm not adding up 2 + 2 = 4 there. There's got to be something else that the scammers are doing. But.
Yeah, nonetheless, kind of scary to think about, though.
Yeah.
Here nationally, former New York Governor Andrew Cuomo is testifying on Capitol Hill today regarding how he handled the coronavirus pandemic.
I mean, I think he did what he could.
I can't even answer that for him. I mean, everybody has the answers until they're in that spot.
I don't want to criticize him. I think he did okay. You know, there was too much bantering going on between him and the president. But, you know, I hate to bash somebody that tried.
The Democrat released a written opening statement ahead of the closed-door interview with the GOP House committee. The line of questioning is focused on how Cuomo required nursing homes to accept residents recovering from the coronavirus after they left the hospital.
Attorney General Merrick Garland going on the offensive, speaking out against accusations the Justice Department is politicizing its work to influence the 2024 election.
Donald Trump and his allies claim the criminal cases against the former president are being carried out to keep him off the campaign trail on behalf of President Biden. Garland, in an op-ed published in the Washington Post, called the accusations baseless, personal, and dangerous. Garland added that the department and its employees are experiencing an escalation of threats. The op-ed comes as the House is set to vote on holding Garland in contempt of Congress for failing to comply with a subpoena to release audio tapes of President Biden's interview with the special counsel in his classified documents case. I'm Michael Kastner.
And four American educators from a small Iowa university were stabbed in a public park in China. The park was in the country's northeast Jilin province, where they were visiting a partner university of Cornell College when the attack happened. Government officials are working to ensure that the victims receive proper care and can return to the United States. A suspect has been arrested, and police said the incident started when he bumped into one of the Americans while walking.
Another encampment at UCLA involving more than two dozen pro-Palestinian protesters.
It's not fair to us that are paying for students that are paying tuition. It's expensive.
Protesters building tents and barricades at about 3 yesterday afternoon. Police had taken the encampment down by the time night fell after declaring an unlawful assembly. And, of course, this is now the third pro-Palestinian encampment at UCLA following the two that were broken up last month. And really quickly, mixed results on Wall Street with the Federal Reserve beginning its policy meeting where they'll discuss interest rates. The Dow Jones Industrial Average down 120 points to 38,747. The S&P 500 up 14 to 53,75. The NASDAQ gaining 151 to 17,343. A look at our sports news and much more coming up after the Fox News update on Pensacola right now.
I'm Deborah Valentine. President Biden's in Wilmington, Delaware, where his son Hunter has been found guilty on 3 felony counts of lying on a federal gun application in 2018. Fox's David Spunt is in Wilmington.
He was convicted of lying to a store clerk and then possessing a gun illegally for 11 days, having been addicted to drugs.
A sentencing date not yet announced. Hunter Biden faces up to 25 years behind bars. In a statement, President Biden said he accepts the jury's verdict and will not issue a pardon for his son. Earlier today, President Biden spoke about gun safety in Washington, D.C. before heading to Wilmington. The president telling a crowd of supporters he's looking to tighten gun laws.
The only industry in America that has immunity are gun dealers.
We got to end it. End it now. No, I mean it.
America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Frank Miller with Your Money Now. Well, if you're flying a United Airlines flight in the near future, you may soon see ads that are specifically targeted towards you. The airline making the announcement that it'll be selling ads using consumer data and will display them on the seat back screen. United says that it struck deals with brands like Macy's, Chase, and Norwegian Cruise Lines. Customers, however, can opt out of the ads by filling out a form on United's website prior to travel. And in other news from the airline sector, Singapore Airlines says that it will provide compensation to those who were injured during a turbulent flight from London to Singapore. According to an announcement on the company's Facebook page, they say they'll be offering $10,000 to passengers who had suffered minor injuries on the flight. Passengers who weren't injured will still receive a full refund of their fare. Now, the move comes after a flight from London to Singapore on May 21st had to make an emergency landing after hitting severe turbulence. The plane dove nearly 200 feet in less than 5 seconds. One passenger on board was killed. On Wall Street, stocks finished mixed. That's your money now.
This is Zach Gelb with a sports sponsor by Prevagen. LeBron James is expected to opt out of his contract, but re-sign with the Los Angeles Lakers. LeBron saw a tweet yesterday saying he doesn't want to win anymore and responded to it by saying, do they ever know what they're talking about? Well, LeBron, if you still actually cared about winning another championship, you would leave the Lakers this offseason and go elsewhere because Los Angeles isn't anywhere close to raising that Larry O'Brien trophy again anytime soon. I'm Zach Gelb.
Barbara is a real Prevagen user, and this is her story.
I'm Barbara, and I'm from St. Joseph, Michigan. I'm a retired school librarian. I'm also a library board trustee, a mother of two, and a grandmother of two. I like to be healthy. I exercise a lot. I eat in a very healthy manner. I was working full-time, taking care of an ailing husband full-time. In short, I had an awful lot on my plate. Basically, I thought that my memory wasn't as good as it had been. I needed all the help I could get. I saw the commercials for Prevagen, I started taking it, and it helped. I noticed my memory was better. There was definite improvement. I take a supplement for my heart, why not one for my brain? I've been taking Prevagen for a little over 5 years.
Prevagen is available in stores everywhere without a prescription. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Testimonialist was compensated for their time.
Hey, Dave Ramsey here. You've heard me talk about one car dealership in Pensacola, Frontier Motors, at 230 Beverly Parkway. Folks, new cars lose 11% of their value the second you drive them off the lot. So for years, Frontier Motors has been saving Pensacola residents thousands of dollars by getting them into the best previously owned vehicles. And thousands of people have enjoyed Frontier Motors' no hassle, no pressure experience. Just the best slightly used vehicles in town at a fair price. But don't take my word for it. Look around, and you'll start noticing all the Frontier Motors decals and tags. They're everywhere. So if you're in the market for a vehicle, do yourself a favor and see the friendly folks and the huge inventory at Frontier Motors. You can't miss them. Just look for the big buffalo on the lot. That's Frontier Motors at 230 Beverly Parkway. And don't forget to tell them Dave Ramsey said hey.
Building-related illnesses. We get a lot of calls for this. Who do you know that is sick from the building they're in? Hi, this is Todd with Gulf Coast Air Care. Building-related illness symptoms include coughing, sneezing, headaches, itchy, watery eyes, and a host of breathing problems. At Gulf Coast Air Care, we have the solution. We can inspect, clean, and treat your AC system so you'll feel great. If you have dust issues or health problems that you feel are related to your home or office building, you should give us a call. We'll share the tips and secrets you need to know for a comfortable, healthy indoor environment. Gulf Coast Air Care is at 850-934-2768. Our service will extend the life of your air conditioner and your system will be much more energy efficient too. Let us help you by cleaning the most neglected system in your home or workplace. At Gulf Coast Air Care, we take pride in the certifications and the licenses that we hold. If you want the best quality and award-winning customer service, you can find us on the web at gulfcoastaircare.com. Hit it, Sarah.
Serious cleaning, Gulf Coast Air Care.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked a lot about the drama around Juanes Pagoda's request for the Santa Rosa County deal to be extended and why it really didn't need to be so dramatic, but it was. Also, the text messages case. Commissioner Bergosh trying to use county resources to get back the text messages that he says were stolen from him and why I think the defendants in this case, including the Pensacola News Journal, are right and he's wrong. And what's the right way to cook and to eat corn on the cob? That was our frivolous topic. You can catch all of these conversations on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
Are you hungry for news that keeps you informed, is local and dependable? Look no further than News Radio Pensacola on 92.3, 95.3, and on AM 1620. We're your trusted source for all the latest happenings in the Emerald Coast. From breaking news to in-depth reports, we've got you covered. Our team of experienced journalists brings you the stories that matter most to our community. Stay connected with local events, weather updates, and traffic reports, ensuring you're always one step ahead. We're News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola, just past 5:35 here. We'll get another quick check at the roads and weather. While that bumper music was rather mellow, the roads, unfortunately, are not. Or at least that can be said for I-10. If you're traveling westbound on I-10 towards Pine Forest Road, we do have confirmation of an accident there that is going to back you up to I-110 North. Very, very backed up at this time. Also have some backups on I-10 in that same area if you are traveling eastbound coming from the Pine Forest Road area, though that is not nearly as severe, of course. Pine Forest Road itself, traveling northbound towards 9 Mile, dealing with some backups at this time. Same can be said with Gulf Beach Highway, traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive. Then it's going to be Navarre Parkway, traveling westbound through Windhaven Beach and approaching Highway 87. And maybe just a little bit if you're traveling eastbound on Caroline Street, passing Avalon Boulevard and approaching Glover Lane.
Tonight's weather, partly cloudy with overnight lows in the low 70s. Sunshine again for the most part on Wednesday, a few clouds mixed in. And it will be in the low 90s when we hit our highs. Also, we're looking for dry weather Wednesday, but there's a small chance for a pop-up shower or thunderstorm as we roll into Thursday and Friday. I'm meteorologist Alan Strum with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you, Alan. Austin in sports today. We've got what happening today?
Well, let's see. We've got just a few MLB games here. Unfortunately, none of them are nationally televised, but the few local teams are showing out, and they're going to get underway any moment now. We got Braves at Orioles. That was officially set to start at 5:35, so that should get underway any moment now. Then it's going to be Rays versus Cubs at 5:50, so in about 10 minutes. Then it's going to be Marlins at Mets at 6:10. We'll give score updates on all three of those games in our sports segment next hour. Also got word of Kristaps Porzingis, Boston Celtics center. Once again, having an injury concern, he suffered a torn, get ready for this, medial retinaculum in his left leg.
Sounds painful. What is it?
I don't even know. I think it said it basically can lead to like the dislocation of some sort of tendon in his leg or whatever. Very, you know, I'm not a doctor. I don't know. But it sounds serious, so I'm going to believe it is, especially with him being labeled day-to-day as a result. He's been a pivotal piece of the Celtics in the finals so far, and he's hoping to be ready for Game 3 of the series tomorrow. So we'll see. Wish him the best, of course. And that's even with me not wanting the Celtics to win. I know him being out would help Dallas, and they need help right now. But, man, that just sounds horrible. Stanley Cup Finals, the Panthers took Game 2 last night in convincing fashion, beating the Oilers 4-1. They are now up 2-0 in the series. Game 3 is going to be Thursday night in Edmonton, so the Oilers looking for a chance to get some momentum there as we progress throughout this postseason. Then we've gotten the NFL. Madden NFL 25 has its cover athlete, San Francisco 49ers running back Christian McCaffrey. This is the first time an active running back has graced a cover since Peyton Hillis did so in 2012. We're always hearing about that Madden curse. Joe, do you think first impressions he's going to be impacted by that? He's already had some issues.
Well, you know, yeah, a few years ago he had the injury-prone label. He's been relatively healthy for the last couple of seasons, though. So, no, I'm not concerned. I think the more concerning thing, if I'm a fan of the 49ers, would be the post-Super Bowl loss hangover, because that seems to be much more of a real thing than the Madden curse is in recent years.
Perhaps, especially if you're like someone like Philly. I will say this, though. He's used, and I'm not saying this jokingly, he is used to overcoming adversity, whether it was the Heisman voting against Derrick Henry years ago, the injury that he, as you said, sustained like early in his career when he was in like Carolina and stuff, and just now losing to Super Bowl here. If anyone can handle a curse or an alleged curse, it's Chris Christian McCaffrey. Then we've got in college baseball, the men's college World Series field is now set, and it's all ACC versus SEC action. NC State beat Georgia 8-5 yesterday to claim the last spot. The games will be starting Friday in Omaha. On one side, you've got North Carolina, Virginia, Tennessee, and Florida State. And then on the other side, you got Florida, Texas A&M, Kentucky, and NC State. And Joe, I noticed it right when I saw it in the script, right when I saw it put in writing. There is one SEC team in the ACC pool, yep, and vice versa. And I have to admit, that does bug me.
No, it does for me, too. This either needs to be the four ACC teams battling it out and then the four SEC teams doing the same, or you just pair up an ACC with an SEC team and then just, you know, do it that way.
I do have to tell you, though, there is some potential here for something really cool. We could get a North Carolina versus NC State final, or we could get a Florida State versus Florida final.
Well, I was actually just thinking that. Give me the Florida State battle.
That would be awesome. And especially, I would want Florida State to win in that case, just me being a fan. I will say this, though. Florida State having the baseball history that they do, but they've never won a World Series. If they go up against Florida and Florida beats them, the Gators, man, you want to talk about a talking point in their rivalry. The Gators will never let them live that one down. That would be a bummer.
As they shouldn't.
Yeah. I mean, you're an Ohio State fan. You know a lot about high-end rivalries. I can see you looking at that and imagining the same thing. So, definitely. I wouldn't let it go if I were a Florida fan either.
Yeah, no, absolutely. That's what rivalries are all about. Health, business, and science notes today. A new contract was reached between the Canadian government and border agents, averting a strike that would have disrupted international travel and commerce. The union and the Treasury Board agreed on a tentative deal, meaning traffic and goods will continue across the Ambassador Bridge. That's the one that connects Detroit and Windsor, Ontario. The bridge is one of the most important crossings in the country, carrying around 25% of all goods between the U.S. and Canada each year.
And NASA astronauts at the International Space Station will stay up there for at least another week. Butch Wilmore and Suni Williams launched from the Cape Canaveral Space Force Station on board Boeing's Starliner spacecraft last Wednesday. This marked the capsule's first crewed mission. NASA and Boeing gave an update yesterday saying the astronauts will return to Earth no earlier than Tuesday, June 18th, in order to allow engineers to keep an eye on three small helium leaks.
United Airlines customers will soon see ads specifically targeted to them on the seatback screen. The airline announced that it's selling ads using customer data, creating personalized ads. The Chicago-based carrier has ad deals with brands like Norwegian Cruise Line, Macy's, and Chase Bank. You can opt out by filling out a form on the United website.
And now, Joe, don't let the Diet Coke I've got over here fool you. I'm a Pepsi fiend, all right?
Yeah.
And there is no one that doesn't love, you know.
You took the news personally last week that Dr. Pepper had caught up with Pepsi.
Yes, I did. I did take offense to that. And that's the thing. Dr. Pepper's cool, but it's not Pepsi. But I love Pepsi, and I love grilling. So just in time for Father's Day, though I'm not a father, Pepsi is partnering with celebrity chef Bobby Flay for a new cologne called Smoked. PepsiCo said that they've introduced a cologne that captures the summer scents of grilling and ice-cold Pepsi. I have no clue how you do that. The fragrance, which features notes of caramel, citrus, and wood, is not available in stores, but Pepsi is giving away bottles through a contest on its Instagram. I will say this. If I ever smelled this, which I'm not going to enter the contest, so I'm not going to, and if it reminded me both of grilling and Pepsi, I would be rather impressed. Because those aren't things that are directly correlated. If you can capture both of those in one scent, that's pretty cool. So I'll give credit where it's due.
Yeah.
Exactly 5:45 here. Just in time for another quick check of the roads and weather. That accident report on I-10 still causing us very severe backups. If you're traveling westbound towards Pine Forest Road, you're going to be backed up to I-110 north still. It looks like the congestion heading in that direction has lessened slightly, but I cannot stress that word enough. Then I-10 eastbound at that same area still dealing with backups. That has not seemingly lessened at all. Gulf Beach Highway, traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive, still dealing with some minor backups. Same can be said for Navarre Parkway if you're traveling westbound through Windhaven Beach. And then a bit more of it if you're continuing westbound towards Highway 87. Outside of that, there's not a ton going on.
Overnight, the weather will be partly cloudy with low temperatures mainly in the low 70s. Mostly sunny and dry again on Wednesday, highs low 90s. It's later this week that we'll have a chance for a shower or a thunderstorm to pop up Thursday and Friday, but rain chances are on the low side. I'm meteorologist Alan Strum with your first warning WEAR news weather forecast.
All right, thank you. Looking here at some lighter news headlines today. Austin, the hits just keep coming, man, with our summer entertainment options.
How's that?
So Caitlin Clark not going to be on the women's Olympic basketball team. And today the news came out that the annual Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Competition on July 4th will not feature the man who was wanted every year since 2016. Joey Chestnut. He is apparently banned from this year's competition because he has a deal with Impossible Foods. They're the ones that have the vegan stuff, right?
Yeah.
So there's a dispute over that. Of course, Nathan's Hot Dogs, a very famous brand in their own right, but they want nothing to do with a spokesperson for Impossible Foods. So Joey Chestnut, it looks like, will not be able to defend his title. Which, honestly, you know, it's going to make the event more open, for sure.
Okay. Yeah, so, parody.
Yeah, but no Joey Chestnut, so.
I mean, I get it from a business standpoint, but you want to talk about business, that's going to hurt the viewership on Nathan's Hot Dog Competition. That's just the way it is. The former Splash Mountain ride at Disney World getting a New Orleans makeover. Tiana's Bayou Adventure will debut on June 28th, based on the 2009 animated movie The Princess and the Frog. The ride follows Tiana and her alligator friend Louis through the bayou and ends with a Mardi Gras celebration. Disney based Tiana on the famous New Orleans chef Leah Chase. Her family will be on hand for the preview of the new ride.
There's going to be a new tallest building in the U.S., and it's probably not in a location where you may expect it to be. naturally, you would think, okay, on New York wants another skyscraper, maybe Chicago, Los Angeles, Dallas, Pensacola, none of those.
All those biggins.
The projected tallest building in the U.S. has been approved for unlimited height as the Oklahoma City Council approved a new zoning application for the Legends Tower. It will surpass the One World Trade Center as the tallest building in the country, as well as make OKC the only metropolis outside of New York and Chicago to have one of the top 10 tallest buildings in the U.S. The plan is for the building to be 1,907 feet tall, making it the fifth tallest in the world.
A tumbleweed, a saloon, and that thing. That's about all that OKC is going to have over there.
Felt a little stereotypical.
Yes, and that is coming from me, someone who has never been within miles of Oklahoma City. Pixar's Inside Out sequel looking to make a big debut at the box office. Inside Out 2 is projected to bring in between $80 and $90 million over Father's Day weekend. It could surpass the $82.5 million earned by Dune Part 2 for the biggest opening weekend of the year so far. There are no other new releases hitting theaters this weekend.
All right, well, of course, Sunday is Father's Day. If you need help figuring out what to get Dad for his big day, we've got you covered here. A new poll of 1,000 dad finds that the number one thing that they want is gift cards. Most requested are for Amazon, Lowe's, Home Depot. The rest of the top five are something food or drink related, clothing or shoes, electronics, and tickets to a concert or sporting event.
I mean, yeah.
What are you going to get me this year?
You're not my dad.
But I am a dad, and I'm a very significant father figure to you.
Okay. You are significant in my work life, yes. You are a figure in my life, yes. And you are a father.
Very distorted one.
Yes, but quite a leap to get to significant father
figure.
Well,
listen, I'm thinking of all of the heart-to-heart conversations where you come up, you say, hey, I need life advice, and I freely offer it.
So many coming-of-age tales I have learned from this man. Yeah. Yes. I don't know. I'm still thinking about it. I got a few days. I'll figure something out. Just about 5:51 here. We'll take another quick break. When we return, another rundown of our top three stories, wacky stories, and good news next to come. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio Pensacola.
Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
No word in the English language is less convincing than probably.
Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably? It's been 23 minutes since I ate. I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, now tell me what to do. Cannonball! Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp. I can probably hit the green from here.
Probably.
Can I get a mulligan?
Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober. Yeah, I'm probably okay.
Probably okay isn't okay, especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
When hurricanes are brewing and heading to the Gulf, tune in to News Radio Pensacola for complete storm coverage you can count on. We have direct reports from the Emergency Management Center and from the National Hurricane Center to give you the latest on the storm's path, strength, and impacts. Stay informed and stay safe with comprehensive hurricane coverage heard on News Radio Pensacola. Now on 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620, and on our News Radio Pensacola mobile app.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked a lot about the drama around Juanes Pagoda's request for the Santa Rosa County deal to be extended and why it really didn't need to be so dramatic, but it was. Also, the text messages case. Commissioner Bergosh trying to use county resources to get back the text messages that he says were stolen from him, and why I think the defendants in this case, including the Pensacola News Journal, are right and he's wrong. And what's the right way to cook and to eat corn on the cob? That was our frivolous topic. You can catch all of these conversations on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
Guy Benson, keeping you informed of the news every day at 2, right after Mark Lee Van Camp and Robbins on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola. Just about 5:55 here. We'll get one last quick check of the roads and weather for this hour. I-10, that's what it's all about. If you're traveling westbound on I-10 towards Pine Forest Road, we've got some heavy backups there that are backing you up near I-110. The congestion is slowly but surely dying down, but emphasis on slowly. Also have some minor backups if you're traveling eastbound in that same area on I-10 coming from the Pine Forest Road area. So that will probably carry on into the 6 o'clock hour. Just be warned of that. Outside of that, though, there's not a ton going on. We do have some minor backups on Navarre Parkway still if you're traveling westbound towards Highway 87. But there doesn't appear to be a third issue on the roads currently.
Tonight's weather, partly cloudy with overnight lows in the low 70s. Sunshine again for the most part on Wednesday, a few clouds mixed in. And it will be in the low 90s when we hit our highs. Also, we're looking for dry weather Wednesday, but there's a small chance for a pop-up shower or thunderstorm as we roll into Thursday and Friday. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you, Alan. Recapping the day's top stories today, of course, the big story is in Delaware, Hunter Biden found guilty on the three felony counts of purchasing a firearm while addicted to drugs. Faces up to 25 years in prison, although the Department of Justice says sentences are typically going to be shorter than the maximum, especially for a first-time offender. The president, hours after that conviction, spoke at a gun violence prevention conference in D.C., highlighting his administration's efforts to stop gun violence. In this afternoon in Wilmington, Delaware, making last-minute changes to his schedule following Hunter's guilty verdict. A Florida judge today tossing out the state's policies restricting gender-affirming care. The judge says those who are anti-transgender are free to their own beliefs, but they are not free to, quote, discriminate against transgender individuals just for being transgender. He writes in his decision that banning puberty blockers and hormone therapy for minors, quote, even when medically appropriate, is wrong. Let's look at our top three stories here today. And some wackier headlines. Austin, I've got this question that I posed to you. Is this, I wouldn't call it old-fashioned, but good fun, summer fun, you know, keeping kids out of trouble? Or okay. Is this... violating every child labor law in the books, you tell me.
All right.
A Chick-fil-A location in Louisiana is hosting day-long summer camps, in quotation marks, for preteens between the ages of 5 and 12, which will teach them basically how to work at Chick-fil-A. The programs include customer service skills, dining room hosting, learning how to take a guest order at the register, learning how to bag orders, touring the kitchen, preparing chicken nuggets, serving ice cream in a cone or cup, and how to be the Chick-fil-A mascot. And the training is not free. The parents pay $35 per day. That includes a meal, snack, T-shirt, and a name tag. The camps are scheduled for next month. 150 spots, all sold out. Your thoughts here?
No, that's it gives me similar vibes as the other thing we've talked about before. The NFL doing their little like Nick podcast, or not podcast, broadcast, their Nickelodeon style. It's like, it is so much like that. It's like trying to get in good with the kids. Oh, yeah, use your imagination and do all this and play dress up and learn customer service skills. Meanwhile, you're teaching them young to work for your, you know, to teach them labor and to work for your company. It's like the NFL. It's like, hey, look at SpongeBob and Patrick calling the game. Now watch the NFL and be sure when you're old enough, pay for a subscription. Like, you know what I mean? It just gives me those kinds of vibes. I don't know. That's maybe I'm pessimistic. Maybe I'm cynical. That's the way I look at
it. Well, listen, I understand why the parents love it.
Yes.
Because, you know, this is a camp that, you know, it's a Chick-fil-A, right? It's God's chicken. But as a kid, you know, if I'm 5 years old and I get out of school, I'm like, man, I get to do literally whatever I want. And then I just go and work at Chick-fil-A
for a week. And your parents are being charged $35 a day. Well, robbery.
But again, I think the parents are all about, I mean, that's pretty cheap daycare. And they can just drop the kids off and be like, all right, we're dropping them off at Chick-fil-A.
They're dropping them off at their job.
They're going to learn, exactly, that we pay for. But, you know, they're learning some skills that will serve them well when they're 14 or 15 or whatever the minimum age to work is.
You're paying Chick-fil-A to do the parenting for you.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what you're doing. Some good news here. In the aftermath of two shark attacks in Walton County last week, a group of medical professionals being celebrated. According to WKRG, several nurses and doctors, Ryan Forbes and Muhammad Ali, were all at the beach on vacation when the attack involving two teenage girls occurred. The group immediately sprung into action and tied tourniquets on the girl's leg and hand and applied pressure to her wounds. And he said, quote, "We might have as well worked with them for years. It was amazing, and it was God's will that everyone was there to help at the same time."
Yeah, I think we talked about this one a few weeks ago, but of course we just had the 80th anniversary of D-Day. A 100-year-old World War II veteran named Harold Terrans just married his 96-year-old fiance near Normandy. Their wedding was on Saturday, 2 days after the anniversary. He didn't storm the beaches, but repaired planes so they could rejoin the battle. Hmm. He went to France 12 days later to bring rescued POWs back to England.
Wow,
so
that's
congratulations,
awesome.
Harold. All right, Channel 3 News at 6 coming up. We're back in 10 minutes to catch you up on anything you may have missed in the first 2 hours. Pensacola right now.